Throughout the summer, we've been sharing the summer jobs that influenced you.
And we've heard from the usual suspects, lifeguards, waitresses, theme park workers.
But today, it's about the odd ducks, the quirky jobs, the ones that make you go,
Like the job that Kathleen Burke of Los Angeles had. She was a microbiology major in college, and Kathleen writes this. The only job in a research lab I could find was in the entomology department in a lab doing cancer research using cockroaches. I had to overcome my repulsion and learn to handle these insects and consider them creatures to be studied for the advancement of science. They actually get rectal tumors.
Ew, did we really need to know that? Well, this next summer job sounds like fodder for an episode of the 60s TV show Get Smart.
If you're going to train spies, you have to give your students someone to spy on. I was that guy, the rabbit to chase, for 3 summers in the late 90s as a role player for a surveillance and counterterrorism training academy in Virginia.
That's Ryan Eubank of Richmond, Virginia.
One of my roles was that of a tourist taking in the sights of Colonial Williamsburg. At any given moment, whether I was watching a wool spinning demonstration, eating lunch, or riding a shuttle bus, I was being followed by a dozen or more James Bonds in the making. I had to act oblivious at all times, but keep a mental record of what stood out as peculiar. I followed a script that dictated where to be, what to do, who to meet, and what to talk about, be it a lunch meeting with a complete stranger who discussed Doberman Pinscher breeding for an hour, or a stroll through a cemetery with another role player who talked about his precious inkwell collection ad nauseum. I just rolled with it. At the end of each week, I was debriefed, and I would then meet the students and explain what, if anything, they had done to draw my attention. I remember telling a couple of Green Beret-looking guys one time that they had totally blown their cover when I caught them peering at me over some flowery greeting cards in a gift shop. And it just didn't look right.
I drove a hearse in a mortuary for the summer.
Did you, Taylor? I didn't know that.
Actress Helen Mirren there, learning something new about her husband, director Taylor Hackford.
And that was a very unusual, strange job, especially since the cemetery in Santa Barbara, where I'm from, was near the ocean, so that as I was driving, all my friends who were now at the beach would come running along or driving alongside these funeral procession, honking their horns and pointing their fingers at me, which was not very nice. I could lose my job.
Were you wearing a black suit?
Yeah, I was wearing a dark suit.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you look gorgeous. I bet a lot of those widows were looking at you going, ooh,
I like
the guy who's driving the hearse.
I don't think so at that point.
I worked for a landscaping company that also owned a golf course.
The summer job that NPR's Howard Berkus had when he was a high school student in Philadelphia sounds pretty run-of-the-mill, except for one thing. He was a moving target.
When I ran the ball picker on the driving range, people would aim at us in the ball picker, and we had cages, of course, on the windows. Just this constant thunk of golf balls.
What did that sound like with all those golf balls coming in?
Oh, it was like, kapow, kapow, kapow. It's like, you know, you're under fire. You know, it's incoming constantly.
You're inside a video game.
Well, I hate to say it, but I don't believe there were video games in those days. But yeah.
Maybe some was inspired by that experience.
I have not seen the video game Ball Picker, but I'm sure somebody will invent it.
Now there's a challenge. Perhaps there will be an iPhone app for that.
We'll have more summer job stories next week and throughout the rest of the summer. Thanks for sending us your stories.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner, and produced by Franklin Cater. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson.
The audio engineers include Paris Morgan, Peter Alina, Marty Curcius, Dennis Nielsen, Andy Rosenberg, Melissa Marquis, Stacey Abbott, Kurt Stoniker, and Ted Meebain.
All Things Considered executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.